Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the news of the week from college football. A lot of big coaches spoke yesterday, Randy, and yeah, not surprisingly, they all said the same thing.
We want to play.
We want to play. Yeah. We want to play. It's safe. We're ready. We've been practicing. We want to play. So we'll get to some of those guys coming up in 20 minutes. Some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt at 12:40. Always keeping an eye on that meeting or those decisions from the Big Ten. I know the presidents were meeting earlier today from that conference. The assumption was that they would vote on something and maybe get to a decision at some point today, but maybe that's not a fair assumption. I don't know. But we'll keep an eye on that as the day goes on.
Ain't that a fair assumption about anything right now when you're talking about the Big Ten? What the hell was that dude talking about? Ohio State ain't scared to play. We ain't saying nothing about Ohio State and scared to play against the SEC. What are you talking about, my man?
Yeah,
talking
about
the commission. Never mind.
Yeah.
He was excited, too. Whenever somebody used caps and four exclamation points, I don't know if you're mad or you're just excited. Just relax.
You know who's the king of caps on Twitter?
No.
Harry Douglas. He loves an all caps word to really drive home his point. But the funny thing about a Harry Douglas caps tweet is he'll tweet maybe 25 words or something like that, and like six of them will be capitalized. And I get some of them, but every once in a while, one of them's capitalized, and it's like, why did you emphasize that word? That didn't make any sense. Carl Dukes, similarly. Like, sometimes I'll read a Carl Dukes tweet, and I'm like, what is the inflection supposed to be of that sentence? I don't understand. Like, there's a bunch of exclamation points, and then that one's a hashtag for some reason. And then he skipped a bunch of lines, and then there's, like, an ellipsis. Like, what the hell's... I need Carl to read that aloud, because I don't know what he's trying to say there. Like, if I read it in one tone, it means one thing. If I read it in a different tone, it sounds totally different. I'm very confused by, like, the layout sometimes of a Carl Dukes tweet. But
Carl, me. I was like, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
hell
I'm
yeah,
with you.
Carl. Hell yeah. They had, is it Brian Jones? Brian Jones from CBS.
Dude, if there isn't a funnier dude, man. When Brian goes on Dukes and Bell, man, because Brian already half crazy, but when he get with them two fools, man, they are hilarious, man.
Yeah, they had him on yesterday. I think at 5:30 or something. It was really, really funny.
Yeah, them three together, they crazy though. I know. I mean to say, because yesterday, and you look, everybody like Uncle Dave, man.
Oh yeah,
and this related to college football, and so Unc calls me like, "What up, Unc? How you doing, man?" And this is exactly how he signed it, man. What up, Randy? What's wrong? Like, what's wrong, man? They gonna have college football or not? Unc, that's all he said. I was like, damn, what do I say to get your confidence high? I can't say yeah, then you go, man, you lied to me. I can't do that. So I was like, you know what, Unc? You know, Unc, I think there's a distinct possibility that it might happen. All right, man. All right, man. Well, all right, later.
That was it?
That was it.
Do you think you helped him?
I hope so, man, because Unc ain't never down. Unc always upbeat. He always
life
upbeat.
For the party.
Yeah, Unc call me. What up, Randy? I'm like, damn. Oh, hell. Because I answer the phone upbeat.
So sure, like, of course. Uncle Dave's calling.
Yeah, Uncle Dave's calling. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. I don't know what's going to go wrong. I don't know what's going to happen to Unc if ain't no college football, man.
You know what would be a really good family AMA?
What's that?
Uncle Dave. Man, I know we haven't done it in a while because Aunt Pam kind of shut everything down. She was so good. Uncle Dave, but, AMA.
Yeah, but see, the thing with Aunt will curse.
It's not a might or a maybe.
Yeah, yeah. No, Uncle Dave gonna cuss. Yeah, Uncle Dave gonna cuss. Because he like Uncle Dave, like me, Uncle Dave like to cuss.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not like to? It just feels good. We'll get back into college football for Uncle Dave coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, let's get to the most important audio in the world, brought to you by Johnson and Allday Injury Attorneys. Visit JohnsonAllday.com.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, man.
Have a great year.
Thank you. You too. Glad that you're...
I appreciate it. Got me good. I'm a little skinnier because of it, but we're all right.
Is that a good thing?
I don't... I guess we'll find out.
5 triples this year from you?
60 games?
Yeah.
How long do you get that at 162?
It's 2020. You never know.
That's a good point. Hey, Steve, you don't care if you do.
I'll be sure to tell Jake.
I got caught stealing that opening day last year. Can't do it 2 years. Take a year off.
Just make it a yearly thing.
I can't go out. He's throwing too hard.
Just a couple friendly first basemen having a friendly chat at first base. Freddie Freeman and Pete Alonso there from a series earlier in the year. I always wonder, because, you know, Freddie's a friendly dude. He's over there chatting it up with a bunch of people. It's always funny when he bats against DeGrom and their yeah. buddies, and they go back and forth. Yeah. Are there mean first basemen? Like, you go over there and somebody's just rude to you?
I don't know, Andy. I've never been on first base in a major league ballpark before.
What would you be like as a first baseman? Because I feel you'd be a little, you'd try to be intimidating, wouldn't you?
No, I'd be very cordial, man.
Oh, you will?
Okay. Yeah, I'd be very, you know, who, I mean, no baseball players don't intimidate people. I'll tell you, I take it back. The one person that I knew when I was growing up that looked like that, if you threw the wrong pitch, he might hit you with the bat. Remember how Albert Bell used to stand?
Yeah, Albert. Remember, not only Albert that, but the look on his face.
The look on his face, that and Albert Bell look.
He had a little weird, remember he bat, and he had this weird little lip twitch where he'd like,
yeah.
He was like biting his lip or something. Albert Bell was intimidating when he was in yeah. the box.
That's about it, though. That's about it. You know, that's about it. But no, I'd be a cool
first
baseman.
Pitchers. There's some, like Randy Johnson. I'm talking about just a mean look. Man, oh, just first baseman. Okay.
Oh, I mean, no. Albert wasn't the first baseman. I'm like, what the hell was intimidating about Randy Johnson? He was just tall and lanky.
And ugly, and he threw 100 miles an hour and killed birds sometimes.
That was like, the greatest thing ever. Between the hitting the bird and then the damn All-Star game with John Kruk.
Yeah, it was great.
That was just unbelievable. It was so funny.
I'm trying to think other, I don't know. There's other intimidating closing pitchers come in there and scowl at you.
I'm sure.
Well, like Eric Gagne. He was kind of intimidating, I guess, when he was all juiced up, closing every game. Norm Charlton seemed crazy. Like, that seemed like a guy who would fight. And, hey, Nolan Ryan, especially after he beat the hell out of Robin Ventura. He showed he was tough out there.
Whatever.
No? You're not into it? All right. Nah, that's fine. Freddie Freeman and Pete Alonso are friendly. There's no question about that. Let's hear from Trevor Lawrence.
Once I decide I'm playing, that's my mind's off of that. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, people saying I should sit out. And then after this past year, everyone's saying all the stuff I got to work on. So at some point, you got to make decisions for yourself. I'm just excited to play football.
Yeah. And look, I think Trevor Lawrence, in speaking out over the weekend, did a good thing. I mean, he's the biggest face right now in college football, biggest voice in college football from a player perspective. And for those guys to come together and unify kind of those two different conversations that college athletes were having, create a list of things that they're looking for, and say in the end, the idea is to create a college football player association, is a beautiful thing. I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make, but I loved hearing from them. I loved them using their voices and a platform to try to get this season played, because that's what they want.
Yeah, that's what they need. And who, that was Dabble, right? Who's that?
That was Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Clemson, but yeah, because you saw Dabble. I'm sorry. Dabble came out. Yeah, I'll be all good. No, you won't, Dabble. You don't
we'll
want
hear
to
from Dabo in about 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm like, nobody wants to hear that, man. Nobody wants to hear what you got to say, Dabo. Appreciate it. Stay over there. But, I mean, that's what they've always needed this. And they had an opportunity to have it with the kids from Northwestern were trying to start something up. And then what happens? The grown-ups come in. Nah, we don't like you doing that. That might take away from play on the field or your academics or something. Whatever, man. All right. These players, unlike any other time in my lifetime as far as watching college football, are using their power as the players. They're using their power as the labor. All right. It's amazing the leverage that the player has if they know they have that leverage. I understand that, you know, it's a different dynamic in college because it can be held against you. Oh, you want to do that? Just like the dumb coach up at Washington State. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't threaten me not playing because I want to express what I want. You know, but that's what they want to do. And that's the thing that's probably scared college athletes all these years, Andy. All these years because they're worried about the repercussions of them standing up for themselves.
Let me ask you, because I mean you didn't play college football that long ago, and I mean and it's like it was big business when you guys played, and you were a big time player at a big time program. Like,
right.
were there conversations between you and other guys on the team like, hey, like, we've got some juice here. If we want to try to get something done, we could get something done.
No, it wasn't. Because all we wanted to do was play football. We want to play football, chase skirts, and go to the league. That was it. That's what we want. And not saying these kids don't want that, but I mean, when you look at the difference
to priorities,
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you look at it, it's just a different time now. These kids are a lot different than where we are. We were because of the I said so culture. That's what we were because I said so. They are why. You know, and it's cool now. And, you know, it took me some time to adjust to it because I still be about to punch my boy in the throat when he say why. The hell you mean why? Because I said so. You know, but I'm kind of in touch, in tune with this generation of youngins. And it's cool. They good. They cool. But, yeah, it was always like, okay, run through that brick wall over there. All right, hell. Now it's why. What does that prove? Well, I mean, I think our biggest thing is why was like, why the hell do we got to get up at 5:30 in the morning to work out? Why can't we work out at 3:00 in the afternoon? But it didn't matter because the coach told us that's what we were going to do, and we got up. Now these kids are like, well, coach, well, you know that the statistical study shows that the body gets better results if we work out. You know that. It's cool though.
You know, nothing makes you sound more in touch with the youth than calling them youngins. You just sound like a hip young dad when you say that. Yeah. Let's hear. Speaking of Georgia. And the SEC. Let's hear from Greg Sankey.
We've been very deliberate in our decision making. We've not put young people in the helmets and pads for practice. We've been thoughtful about what this entire summer may look like. We have moved the start of our season back to September 26, 3 weeks after the last of our campuses returned, because we're going to be continually monitoring what happens in our communities and our states. Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician way back in April, said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before, so the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have available to make those decisions. And that has been wise counsel, and counsel we've heeded every step along the way.
Sounds smart to me. I mean, if you're going to try to play college football this season, why not wait as long as you can and gather as much information as you can? And we've said this a bunch of different times today. By September 26th, or the week of September 26th, leading into that week, they will have had students on campus at UGA for over a month.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to prove, either right or wrong, the theory that football players are safer on campus being a part of the football team than just the general student body is. We'll know if that's true or if it's not.
We will definitely know when you talk, because I think that was always one of the big sticky points is, well, you're going to have football players on there, or are you going to have regular students on there, and all that different. I mean, we know a college campus is unlike anything else, man. I mean, are they rushing right now? Don't they do like rushing before school? Brian was rushing, right? Brian rushed. I forgot about that.
Was Brian? Yeah.
No, Brian was not in the front. I'm sorry. But, yeah, they do the rush. Are they doing rush? Do they do rushing during this time? Would they actually have that?
The things you have to do when you rush,
dude,
are the not sight of, COVID-friendly.
That's what I'm saying. I was wondering. But the sight of rush, the first time I ever saw it, dude, I had just got to Georgia. I'm sitting down there at the Tate Center, and they're rushing it. I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Man, it was bunnies for miles, Andy.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
All right, we'll come back. We'll hear from some college football coaches, Ryan Day, Dabo Swinney, Scott Frost. He was adamant yesterday that Nebraska is going to play. And maybe we'll find out what the Big Ten is going to do. They were having a meeting earlier today. We're keeping an eye on it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. What? What's going on?
When Brian at home, man, y'all text like 30 damn times.
Just trying to make the show good, Randy.
The show is great, man, and we always got to get better, okay? But goodness, googly goo. In that break right there, there were 20 text exchanges by y'all two.
All right, yeah, fair enough. That break was a little excessive because we started talking about Rush Week on
I got something about Rush Week, okay?
Sororities and all that kind of stuff. All right,
according to Miss Rosalind Dunn, she says that they're rushing at UGA mostly virtual. My daughter has been working in a dining room table, so she's sitting at the dining room table at her mom in the house, and that's how she's rushing.
Okay. That's good. That's safer than the normal way, especially given, you know, the current conditions and COVID and all that. So that's good.
Yes. Corey Chapman says, my son is in a frat, and they are very limited in what they're allowed to do as far as the new recruit. So, I'm almost, you know, sure that they're going to shut it down. But, yeah, boy, that rushing back in school, bunnies for miles, buddy.
That was a good time. It was a good time of year. Not that there was really ever a bad time of year on a college campus. Not. College is really fun and awesome.
But spring semester at UGA in Athens, man, good Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We were on the quarter system, so spring break happened between winter and spring quarter.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you came back from spring break, it was spring quarter, and that
yes.
that was when
that things... My first year at UGA, we were on quarters, and that was the same thing. And that was my first spring in Athens, dog. And like by the time I got back from – because, you know, back in them days, we had no money, so spring break was going to grandma's house still. But, yeah, dog, I got back in Athens, and all the trees were blooming and everything.
Yeah.
And went to campus. It was like, God. All right.
This might be okay.
This might be all right. I know what y'all be. Y'all got loot to go to the beach of spring break, and I sure can tell. God.
Woo! Let me ask you a quick question, then we'll jump into some of what these college coaches said yesterday, speaking of college. This text issue that you have is kind of a natural transition, because you and I, supposedly, Randy, are of the same generation. Like, we're close enough in age to where we're of this. Are we not?
No. Nah.
It doesn't seem like it because you are.
I'm more seasoned. I'm more seasoned.
Yeah, you're
I'm more seasoned. I'm more seasoned. I'm more seasoned.
And I've got a lot more youth about me. A lot
yes,
more
you
bigger.
Did.
Yeah, I'm a lot younger and livelier. But we are technically of the same. Are we not?
No.
Of the same generation or close?
No.
Okay. Well, the point. The question remains. If the previous generation was the because I told you so generation, and the current generation is the why generation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one? Like, what are my kids going to be? Because what's worse than why?
That's a good question, man. That's a good damn question.
Why is hard enough as it is?
Dude, that is a great question. That is a great question, man. What would Lily be? Like, Lily and, like, Samson and Lily would be together in the same thing.
Because here's what I'm worried about. Because the advantage that my dad has, and I know my dad will probably listen to this tomorrow because he listens on the podcast, was that there was no Google when my dad was parenting me and my brothers. So he could basically make up whatever he wanted. And he would. Like, my dad would make up stuff that sounded so legit. He was my dad's like the most talented person at making something up and making it sound real off the cuff. That, I mean, we're still fact-checking him on stuff years later. It's like, oh, yeah, Dad told us that this was true. Let's see if that actually is true. Nope.
Right.
Not true at all. That was just something that he made up. Like, this generation now has Google in the palm of their hand. So you make something up, they're fact-checking you. So maybe it's the well-actually generation. Maybe that comes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Well-actually. Well, actually, Dad. And if that what
that's I don't know a what tough one for me, Randy.
Because I got because like Kai's like on the back end. Like she's Kai just turned 13, so she's still a Y little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she hit me with the well actually a couple weeks ago, Andy.
Well, actually,
when that bubble boy, because this was it. My kids, I love my babies. They spoiled. Talked to my daughter yesterday. What's up, baby? You got my stuff yet for school? Damn.
Wow. Spicy tone.
Damn. And that's exactly what I said. Oh, you know I went off. I said,
really?
First of all, who that? Oh, I said, first of all, who the hell you think you're talking? That's first.
There you go.
Watch your tone. I'm sorry. Were you able to purchase my things? I was like, you know what, man? I'm done. Was I able to purchase your things? Able to purchase.
Well, were Able you? Have you damn... have you purchased them? Has that happened?
Yeah. Yes, I got all the stuff. That
of course
she, that
you
wanted.
Did it. That's
yes,
the funniest
of course
thing.
I did. But
in
I,
the end,
but I,
in the end,
but
you
I had
the thing.
But I had no. But I had already bought it. I just didn't tell her I bought it yet because she'd been worrying the hell out of me about it. You know, right. I'm like my mama. I'm like my mama when it comes to like school clothes and book bag and stuff. Hell no, you don't know that you got nothing until the day before school. Because I want you to take it outside, get it dirty. I don't need it. School shoes, they stay up in my closet all the way up there in the back corner because I don't want you to get them school shoes and get the creases in the front. Everybody know the first day of school, what you do? You got you lay your first day of school outfit out on the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at it like, man, I'm going to kill him with this right here. You put your book bag on. Your book bag don't have no right, no marks on it or nothing. And you're cool. You got your Trapper Keeper ready to roll. Do they still make Trapper Keepers?
I hope so, because they were great. It was so cool to have a trap. The problem was the Trapper Keeper would break like 2 weeks into school. Like the little contraption that kept the paper in there, it would break. Yeah. And then basically it's just a folder. Yeah, the hardest part was, though, if you did get your school shoes like 2 or 3 weeks before school started,
right?
That want, that desire to wear those shoes out and about and let people see them, that was a hard 2 to 3 weeks to wait until school started. All right, speaking of school, here's our transition. Scott Frost is a college football coach. That's cool. Let's hear what he had to say yesterday about Nebraska playing no matter what.
We want to play a Big Ten schedule. I hope that's what happens. Our university is committed to playing no matter what that looks like and how that looks. We want to play no matter who it is or where it is. So we'll see how all those chips fall. We certainly hope it's in the Big Ten. If it isn't, I think we're prepared to look for other options.
Yeah. Again, I don't really know how that works. I don't know what that means exactly. I know that they want to play. I understand that part of it. If the Big Ten votes to not play, I don't know that they would be allowed to play. Maybe they'd find a way to make that work. Today's been really weird, though, Randy, because you remember yesterday. I mean, at 12:30 yesterday, we were 2.5 hours into nonstop reports from every college football reporter. Anybody you'd ever heard of that was a college football reporter tweeted out a source that they had heard, and they had told them this, and this is what was going to happen. It's all quiet on the Western Front today. I haven't heard anything from anybody. Like, this meeting started 2 hours ago, and I don't know, maybe they're keeping quiet today. Maybe there are no sources today. But I haven't heard word one from even the most reputable college football outlet today, and we're all paying attention to it. So maybe when they actually do come out and say something today, it's true. Because what was said yesterday, I mean, just was rumor, I suppose. Because they haven't
said
anything
yet. I guess it was. That's why but what we've been saying is, Bonk, you know, stop believing everybody's source. That's why, as much as I'm a big fan of Dan Patrick, I mean, how do we know his sources are credible? Because his sources told him they're supposed to cancel today, right?
He said, and here's the thing. That source was probably the same person for a lot of people. That's what Roddy Nabalsi told us yesterday when he said, I had talked to my source, who's a higher up in college football, who's the same source that a lot of other people talk to. He said, I just didn't rush to write anything about it because I'm a local reporter and I knew a bunch of other people were going to write that. If a source is talking to one person, there's a pretty decent chance that source is talking to other people too.
Exactly. Exactly. You think that's when we were in grade school. You think Betty the only one you kiss, Randy? I was like, yes, she was. She's my girlfriend. Then, you know, James, old crazy James. She kissed me the other day by the jungle gym. You know, like, I got to go fight James. But that's basically what it is, though. Yeah. You think I'm the only one, he the only one spilling good to you, man?
Dinich has to fight Dennis Dodd? Like, is that the
possibly
analogy? Okay.
Possibly. Because everybody wants to be first. Nobody wants to be right. Everybody wants to be first, and we're so in a rush because we want that instant gratification, that instant we want to retweet it so fast so we can look like we're the first one to retweet it or quote. We want that so much because that's where we are now in society. We want to be the first to do it, because the thing about it is, Andy, we'll be the first to do it. It might be right, more likely it's wrong, but it's always that slim chance that I might be right and I might be the first one. That's why when we talked yesterday, like I said, I remember back in March when I said this was going to happen. You know, like, go to hell. I don't care. You weren't the only one to say it.
Right. And there's no credit for being right about it.
You don't get no
like
credit.
That.
No credit.
Like, no one likes you more for being right that college football was going to be canceled than
instead of
in March. I guess.
Yes,
cool.
I agree.
Congrats. And I think Roddy nailed that yesterday, too. I don't think there's anyone rooting for college football not to happen. I believe that. Even the people that want to be right, I don't think they're rooting for college football not to happen. But they are definitely rooting for the opportunity to say, I told you so.
Yes. But what would you say, Andy? Is that going to get you a promotion?
I don't think so.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe that's how you get one of those blue check marks. That could be.
You still on that?
No. Here's the thing. If it happens, it happens. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. It's not actually a blue check mark, by the way. It's a white check mark with a blue circle behind it. I've just been paying very close attention to them. Let's hear what Dabo Swinney had to say yesterday.
We've done a good job here of mitigating and finding a way to live with it and to do things in a safe way. So that, again, we can do what we love to do. And, you know, some people say, oh, well, you're just doing this for financial reasons. And, you know, all this staff is going to get paid whether we're here or not. All these player scholarships are good whether they're here or not. This is what we love to do. Somewhere on the line, you know, we have to recognize that we love the game. We love the game. And, again, we all know there's risk for sure. But we feel like this is the safest place that we could all be in this environment with each other to continue to push forward.
Yeah, the first part I don't think anyone is questioning. I think everybody knows that the game is loved by the coaches and players of college football and fans of college football. We love college football. There's no debating that. It's the second part, that it's the safest place for these guys to be. I think that's why if I'm the Big Ten, I err on the side of starting the same weekend as the SEC, even if in my mind that makes me seem like I'm getting pushed around by them or they're the big brother and they decide. Whatever. Get over that blank measuring contest and do what's the safest for the athletes and do what's the smartest move to try to get college football played. Please. If you wait till the end of September, then maybe you know.
Dude, this is going to be a cluster. And I don't know which taking so long. It already is, actually. So we're still sitting around here waiting. And, you know, they say no news is good news. So we ain't got no news yet.
All right. We'll go with that. Good news. Good news from college football, a.k.a. no news. Maybe we'll have some by the end of the show. Brian Gebhardt joins us next. He's got some Braves questions in Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. Nope, that's not it. Damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Minutes away from what's trending round two to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to Smokin' Joe Patrick at 1:20, our Braves insider, who may actually have to start for the Braves later this week
if
things continue to go the way that they're going. We'll talk to Joe at 1:20. At 1:40, Randy,
yes.
The AMA, as usual, with a twist.
The hell now?
People can call in. You can
Read that. Oh, my bad. I thought it was something else. Yeah, y'all can call in 404-741-0929 and get you. What do we say? Like Jerry, come in smoking now. We're fine. You know, say hello. How y'all guys doing? You ain't got to go there. We fine.
Exactly.
All right, we groovy, baby.
What's that about? Why are you groovy today? What is that a reference to something that I don't?
I got to keep my mood up because they on the way back, Andy and. My nipple exposure will have to go back to being regular. I got a cover up now, so that's that. I'm kind of ain't nothing better than like just being in almost nude and that fan be blowing on you. It's like, yeah. But oh, by the way, Hard Knocks is tonight. It wasn't Sunday. Yeah, Hard Knocks premieres tonight.
I don't know which part of our audience I'm happier for, the people that know what you're talking about with the nipple exposure comment or those that don't. Because there's a mixture. Like, that was a reference from early in the show yesterday. So, I don't know, maybe 20% of the audience understands what you're talking about. The 80% that just heard you say that out of nowhere, those are the people that I'm envious of because I bet that was very shocking and hilarious. You're weird, and I like it. All right, let's get to some damn good questions with Brian.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dial 678-ESOG now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Given all the things that happened so far with the Braves this season, losing Soroka to a torn Achilles, losing Folty and Newcomb to lack of stuff / mental toughness, whatever you want to call it there. Not getting anything from Ozzy. Nephew Ronnie slumped to start the season. How impressive is it that this team is somehow 11-7 and also somehow tied for the lead in the NL East with the Marlins, who are 7-3?
Oh, God, that's even worse. But I'll tell you what, this reminds me a lot of like last year. Remember how as talented as they were, but yet that dude and everybody else and that daggone back end was just killing us. Mm-hmm. Just killing us. But we were still winning and all those things. I mean, I think the Braves are a good baseball team, period. But the pitching the way it is, I still think they can win the NL, but I'm not surprised. I think that they're a good baseball team.
I don't want to say that I'm surprised either, but it's definitely impressive. It's pretty impressive to be 11-7 and have one starting pitcher at this point. Can they continue it? Like, is it a sustainable way of living?
I don't know. How important will tonight be? How important tonight, will tonight be?
Tonight's important, man. Tuki Toussaint's performance tonight is really important. Not, it's hard to say build on your last one, because in the last one he was like an all-star. I mean, he was damn near unhittable last time out. But be closer to that than what you've been at previous times in your career. But what if he is like that again? What if Tukey goes out and does that again against a better lineup in the Yankees on the road at Yankee Stadium? Like, imagine how enthusiastic we're going to be and Braves fans are going to be if Tukey Toussaint can put two starts like that in a row.
Oh, I'm going to be yelling Tukey all day tomorrow. All day.
I agree with that. The other thing, too, is... and. I don't know. Maybe I'm too focused on trying to make this point. That's fine. If I'm guilty of that, I'm guilty of that. Brian Snicker should get credit for being able to manage through these issues. Like, they're 11-7, and they've dealt with a lot of speed bumps throughout this year. Like, they don't have a starting pitching rotation right now, and they're still in position to, I mean, it's early, but they're still in position to make a run at the playoffs. Maybe he's a good manager. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe not.
We'll see as we go forward, Andy.
Yeah.
Could you guys see these 7-inning doubleheaders like the one we saw on Sunday become a legitimate option for MLB games beyond the season?
That result in baseball growing up, as we like to say. I wouldn't mind it, but I doubt it. I think everything goes back. Just like, I mean, I would like for them to keep the DH in the NL, but I doubt that's going to happen too.
I think the DH might stay, but... yeah, that'd be way too much change all at once for baseball. You know how baseball likes to do it. Very, very slowly and incrementally. They're not going to change all that stuff in one offseason. I like the 7-inning doubleheader as well. We just don't have like that many doubleheaders anymore. Maybe that would get back to having more doubleheaders. I'm not sure.
Have you ever been to a doubleheader before?
I have. Yeah, I've covered
it. Each time I say you stay for both games.
Well, I was covering the team, so I've been to a couple of them.
No, I'm talking about, okay, yeah, duh. I've never as a fan.
I've never been to a doubleheader as a fan.
Okay.
No, I have not. You want to talk about a fun experience, though, covering a 100-loss baseball team in a doubleheader? That's just a nice Sunday at the ballpark. Maybe Ichiro will get some hits. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. I would be supportive of them keeping that rule, but you know how, yeah, baseball doesn't like to change too much at once.
What stuck out the most to you guys with the NBA restart?
What stood out? The guys that you wouldn't normally see get off are getting off.
Yeah.
I mean, Devin Booker is a special player that a lot of people don't get to see because he plays on Phoenix. Man, he's been so good, man. Mm-hmm. In this bubble, they're 5-6-0 or 7-0 mm-hmm. or something like that. I mean, he's been lighting it up. And another one, y'all, the damn Toronto Raptors ain't no joke, bro. the way they defend, I know they don't got Kawhi, but man, the way they defend, and they got that championship grit, but they ain't gonna win it all though.
I'm a little surprised at the amount of trash talk that's still going on in this weird pre-playoff portion of the season. I love it. Sign me up for all the rivalry and TJ Warren and Jimmy Butler going at it last night, and Jimmy Butler locked him up. Damian Lillard and anybody who wants some. Like, Damian Lillard's ready to go after anybody. Also, his sister. His sister's out there on social media going after people, too. Yeah, I'm into that.
That goes back to what I was talking about. Hey, mom, hey, sis, I need you to just chill. I got this. I'm a grown man. I don't need my sister to come fight my battles.
Well, she went after Paul George's fiance or girlfriend.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need to go party. What did his wife do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
She do nothing. So that's what I'm saying. Leave that. That's what I'm saying. Don't get in that stuff like that, man. All right? Everybody know Paul George's story with his old lady. It don't matter no more. You know why? Because she his old lady now. All right, she got this. All right, so just that's so corny, man. That's corny as hell.
I'm into all of it. Sign me up for all of it. Just bring as much of that to the table as you can.
Speaking of sign you up, I got and this is a damn good question. I just saw a trailer for a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air movie.
Oh, whoa.
But it's like real dramatic and tough. Like Will Smith is tough in Philly, and he goes out to Bel-Air. It's Carlton there, Uncle Phil, Aunt Viv, all of them are there. My question to y'all is, at what point in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I'm talking about the TV show, did we think that Will Smith was hard?
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
Okay.
Never would be my
never,
answer.
Ever.
But, you know, there's people that have stereotypes, and there's people, you know, like... If you never met a black person before, which a lot of people hadn't and watched that show, and it's like, oh, he's from a tough part of Philadelphia. You're like, oh, all right, well, then he must be tough.
But and they got the whole scene in the beginning. Like,
yeah,
I was just watching. But my thing is this: what was you remember when Will got shot, right?
Yeah.
When Will got shot, he was protecting Carlton. Was anything cornier than Carlton with that gun? Like Carlton, sit your down, man. You mean really
so wait a minute. Now, is it going to be younger actors? Like, what are they doing?
Yes. Yeah, no, Will Smith, he's one of the executive producers. It's actually a kid in the movie. And if y'all just Google it. All right,
Why would anyone want to watch that?
I don't know. But like they got the beginning where the guy get hit with a basketball. But this time the guy pulls a gun out of Will. Will got a gun. Oh, it's crazy. I was just looking at it. I was like, Yeah.
But no, I don't think anybody reasonably ever watched that show and thought Will Smith was a tough guy. I don't think. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to be with us in half an hour from right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.